This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have some returning guests. I'm glad to have them on here. We have Mike Schatz, the Chief Operating Officer. Also, Gary Tilden, the CEO of Simlattice Company Corporation. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol SIML. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Everett.
You know, I was looking at your guys' company, and I kept on asking myself, you know, for a market cap of $520,000, you guys seem very, very cheap. I know you guys are got some products out there. So, Mike, if you could, tell us about the two vertical markets that you guys are in progress of bringing them to the marketplace.
I'm gonna take that one, if you don't mind.
Okay, go ahead, Gary.
Sync Pal is currently scheduled for early this year, and our engineers are completing the printed circuit board layout and fabrication. Our software engineer is completing the real-time embedded software for the microprocessor. And we will begin to rewrite the smartphone app that controls the Sync Pal and build up the Wi-Fi embedded side. We are pleased with the design and vertical market this allows Simlattice. The Simlattice IBS is our immersive broadcast studio product. This is huge, and the vertical market is massive. This will be available in late 2017, and our new funding partners are preparing an S-1 registration for $5 million, and we plan to remove all of the debt and finance remaining portion of our IBS product.
Hey, Gary, can you tell us about the current sales and the marketing of your existing products?
Yes. You know, we have 55 products in our portfolio, and these are sold commercially to many of the major broadcast studios such as NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox, ESPN, and DirecTV. And it's amazing how undervalued Simlattice stock is. Simply based upon our customers' products and new products coming out this year. In the past quarter, we have sold products to Warner Brothers, Schilling's Robotics, Link Electronics, and Ensemble, to name just a few. These purchases were from control panels to support our 8x16 CPA16A switcher to our ADA101 products for commercial use in audio-video applications. Our 10Q ending 12/31/2016 is being prepared for filing, and we'll provide an update on our financial status. Keep in mind, as previously stated, that we have removed approximately $4 million in toxic debt, and our strategic funding partners have agreed to prepare a $5 million ELOC under an S-1 registration, and this is currently in process right now. We're not satisfied with things as they were and currently are. The purpose for taking the company public was to tap into this huge market of virtual and augmented reality, also known as immersive technology, and capitalize on our existing relationships with the major studios. Our goals over the next few years are to increase annual revenues and sales to upwards of 10 to 20 million. We have an established customer base, and they put together the team right here to make this happen.
You know, I understand, Mike, that you attended a meeting recently with Brian Lowe, a top executive of HTC Corporation. Can you tell us what was happening in that meeting?
I can. Thank you for asking. The meeting was last Friday at the Economic Resource Council here in Grass Valley, which is not far from our office. Brian had a lot to share about the virtual reality and augmented reality products being developed by HTC Corporation, which is well known for manufacturing cell phones. They are now one of the leaders in the immersive technology markets, and Brian grew up here in Grass Valley. Our small town is an extension of the Silicon Valley Bay Area, and we have a lot of the world's top talent right here in our backyard. Our IBS product is on schedule, and this is a vertical product that will skyrocket sales for Simlattice.
So where do we go from here? Are we done with beta testing? Are we ready to monetize our product and move forward? Can anybody, one of you guys, tell me where we're at in that status form?
Yes, we're not done with beta testing. We're still working on completing the PCBs, the processors, doing some final wrap-ups on the softwares. But beta testing should start here probably within a couple of weeks, we anticipate. Then we're going to be bringing those to a few major or a major studio, which will begin that process. And lots of times there will be some debugging that is required.
My guest today is Gary Tilden and Mike Schatz. He is the, Gary Tilden is the CEO of the company and Mike Schatz is the COO. Somlatus Corp. Trade on the OTC markets under the pink sheets. Ticker symbol SIML. Going forward in 2017, Gary, do you have any other news you might be able to give to my listeners of why they should be looking at your stock very carefully?
Well, as I mentioned, I think we're very undervalued with these vertical markets. This is just an untapped market. We feel very positive in the technology and in the products that we are going to be bringing to market here. We're excited and look forward to 2017 and beyond. This could, like I said earlier, this could be huge, and we anticipate with our team that we've put together to take advantage of everything that's going on right now.
Simlatus Corporation is the company we're highlighting today here on Stock Day Podcast. Is there anything in closing, Gary or Mike, that you guys would like to get out to the listeners that we didn't get a chance to talk about?
I think we've pretty much covered it.
All right, there you have it. Simlatus Corporation, market cap around $520,000, very undervalued at 0.009 or maybe 1/10 of a penny. Mike Schatz, the Chief Operating Officer, also Gary Tilden, the CEO. Thank you, gentlemen, for coming on the show. We're going to check back with you in 30 or 45 days to see how things are going. I wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you, Everett.
Thank you, Everett. Appreciate it.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.